of retreats and festivals and camps. Kevin is actually going to be with us as part of our Dulcimer and Auto Harp retreat that we're going to do in November. Actually, it'll be, I'm not seeing the date in front of me, November 7th and 8th. And we've got Brian Bowers coming in for that. We have Malcolm Doglish coming in for that. Neil Hellman coming in for that. We're bringing in the best in that traditional form of music, and we're going to make sure that we include Kevin Roth in that lineup. We also have a banjo camp that's going to be coming up September 24th through the 26th, and Mr. Ken Perlman here to my right is going to be heading that up, and I'm going to make sure he tells you a little bit about that as we get into that side of it. But Ken Perlman is really a legend, to use the word twice in one speech, a pioneer in melodic banjo playing. He's pushed the envelope of banjo playing in the clawhammer style past all traditional forms, I would say. And next to him is Mr. Alan Jabor, former director of the American Folklife Center, former fiddler with a Hollow Rock String Band, and just one of the great all-time fiddlers of all time. I'm not going to take any of their set. Mr. Alan Jabor and Ken Perlman.
Thank you very much. We on? Hello, can you hear me there? Hi. Well, let's see. You ready? A little adjusting here. Just a. Sounds good. Okay. This first tune is a tune I learned from my mentor on the fiddle, Henry Reed. He was an old man in the 60s when I hung out with him. And this is a tune he called Billy in the Lowland, but it's a tune in the key of G, not the usual Billy, which is in C. And he knew that, so he said, now this is the old Franklin County, Billy in the Lowland. Franklin County is a county in Virginia. It's a great old tune. Thank you. This next tune is a tune I learned from Henry Reed, too. And it's a tune that he didn't give a name to, but a lot of fiddlers around the country call it Rocky Mountain Goat. But most of those fiddlers play it in two parts. And Henry Reed, who learned it from an old man when he was a kid, played it in three parts. And the third part, I think, is the Rocky Mountain Goat part. I don't know why all those other fiddlers don't play it, because it's the part when the fiddle jumps up to a high and precarious note up in, you'll hear in the fiddle stratosphere here. And if you've ever seen a Rocky Mountain Goat, they jump around on these vertical ledges in the Rockies. And I once was watching a mother with her two kids, and the kids were running around. And of course, I'm a parent myself, and so I was worried about the kids. And I watched them, but they never missed a beat. Sometimes I miss a beat trying for that high note, but when I miss the high note, not very much is at stake. When they miss the high note, then a lot is at stake. So here's Rocky Mountain Goat. Thank you. Thank you.
This tune was originally recorded by a West Virginia fiddle player named Eden Hammons back in the 1940s. It was recorded by a West Virginia folklorist, and I think the recording was pretty much forgotten for about 20 or 30 years, and then it was brought out again by Alan and some other folks. And it's exerted quite a bit of influence in the old-time scene, and he's a really pretty remarkable fiddler, and this is a great tune from Ed and Hammond's recording called Fine Times at Our House. You want to say something?
Getting to be a little like work. I don't know. So this next tune is another Henry Reed tune called Birdie, a sort of a classic West Virginia tune. I got a retune for it. It's a tune that you can't quite call a rag, but when you hear it, you think, rag times are coming. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much. His next tune is it's a tune called The Honeymoon, and I learned it in Eastern Canada, a place called Prince Edward Island, but it's a tune that really has existed in different incarnations all over North America, and it started in Ireland in the mid-19th century. Play one on my own. One of my major interests are tunes from the Canadian Maritimes, many of which had their origin in Scotland. And this is a pair of reels that show up in manuscript form probably as early as the 1740s. And the names are Braes of Ochtertyre and Caberfae. Caberfae means the deer's antlers. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is a tune that I learned from Henry Reed. It's a great old Virginia tune. Before that, it was a Scottish Strathspey, and it had the name The Marquess of Huntley's Farewell. The tune got brought over to this country probably in the very early 19th century or the late 18th century. But those lords and ladies don't make it across to the New World with the tunes that they were that were named after them. So the Marquess of Huntley was pitched overboard, and the tune made it safe and sound and was recommissioned George Booker after a minor Virginia hero in the Revolution. But it's a great old Scottish tune remade into a great old Virginia tune. Thank you. A great team. Here's a tune that I learned not from Henry Reed, but from his son. I get together with his children, now old, to play music every Labor Day. It's our custom to play music in Labor Day. And the last time I was there, James Reed said, "Play that Rockin' the Babies to Sleep." And I said, "I don't know Rockin' the Babies to Sleep." And he says, "What? Did Daddy never teach that to you?" he said he always used to play it to us kids. And so James got his fiddle and taught me as best he could. He says, I'm not a great fiddle player, but he taught me Rockin' the Babies. It's a great American waltz. Ultimately, it's a great Irish air about a very sad topic. A man actually rocking the babies to sleep because his wife has abandoned him and he's left alone with them. And so it's an old melancholy Irish air, sort of recast as a waltz in this country, but a waltz that still carries the melancholy with it, I think.
Might be a good time to talk about the banjo camp that's going to happen here at the end of October, the weekend of October 24th to 26th. And I'm one of the directors, and Alan is our official camp fiddle player. And our instructors are, we have a stellar bunch coming in, Bob Carlin and Brad Leftwich, Mac Benford from the Old Highwood String Band, and your own Mary Cox is going to join us on staff. And did I leave anyone out? Mark Johnson is another, is my associate as the director of the camp. And it was Mark who talked John into considering the idea to begin with. And if you have any questions, speak to me or speak to John. And hopefully we'll make the event a great success. And I guess this is our last number.
Two.
Yeah. And this is Quince Dillion's High D. And Alan has a good story about that one.
Yes, this is a tune I learned from Henry Reed in two parts. And again, I was playing it recently at a Labor Day gathering with James Reed. And James said, you know, Daddy used to play some extra parts in there. I don't know why he didn't play them when you came along. And so I said, really? And so I launched this tune in the world from Henry Reed as a two-part tune. And now I'm relaunching it as a new, revised, four-part Quince Dillon's High D tune.
Now, before we start, we should probably also mention that we have CDs.
Well, and you've got books, too.
And I have books, too. And I'll be teaching a Clawhammer Banjo workshop tomorrow afternoon. And I'll be giving a concert. And, Alan, I believe you're doing an event as well tomorrow.
And my lecture concert on fiddle tunes of the old frontier is the warm-up for the fiddle contest tomorrow at 11.
And speaking of contests, we have a banjo contest on Sunday in memory of the great banjo player Tommy Thompson that Alan used to work with in the old Hollow Rock string band. And so we're looking forward to that, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.